Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
All right, well, it's podcast time again, and Redefined has a very, very special guest today, Andrew Campanella, who is the new president of National School Choice Week. It should come as no surprise, really, given how much school choice is expanding, both in Florida and across the country, that National School Choice Week has become a very huge event. The last one in January featured more than 400 separate local events. It included every state in the country, and altogether it had tens of thousands of participants. So Andrew's here today to tell us a little bit about the next National School Choice Week, which is January 27th to February 2nd, 2013. Andrew, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, and thanks to everybody who listens to Redefined and reads it. I'm a big fan myself.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, before I ask
you
about any preparations for the next School Choice Week, if you could give our listeners just a little bit more background about National School Choice Week. I think some people may not be familiar with it, so why do we have a National School Choice Week?
Absolutely. You know, over the past two decades, we've seen parental school choice in America really become the fastest growing sector in American education. If you think about it, two decades ago, there were only a few charter schools. Now there are 5,500. Two decades ago, there was only one scholarship program. Now we have dozens. And there was little to no virtual education or public school choice. So this movement that we're a part of has grown by leaps and bounds. And National School Choice Week harnesses the power of the media and the general public to bring really an unprecedented level of awareness to parental school choice. It's absolutely essential, we think, to unify all of the hundreds of different groups working on this issue and bring their collective power to magnify the importance of all of the work that we do and this movement, and that's what National School Choice Week is. It's hundreds of different organizations, hundreds of thousands of people in many cases, holding unique and organic events. Last year, we reached 47 million people through 1,000 positive news stories. So the proof is really in the results.
Okay. Well, what I think you touched on this a little bit, but what school choices are encompassed by National School Choice Week? I mean, is it vouchers and charters? Is it homeschools? Is it all of the above?
You know, National School Choice Week is completely organic. It's a local grassroots effort in all of the 50 states. So folks who work on this issue and work on events for National School Choice Week focus on everything. They focus on public school choice, public charter schools, private school choice, scholarship programs, tax credits, homeschooling, blended learning, you name it. We want parents to have choices, and that's what School Choice Week supporters want as well. So this is a very big tent effort.
Okay. Well, just to make sure I'm totally clear on this, so that the big tent includes traditional public school choice options like magnet schools and career academies and things like that.
Absolutely. We want parents to have a menu of options to select the best school for their child. And we want to celebrate school choice in all of its forms where it exists and to demand it where it does not.
Okay. Well, I really like the big tent aspect of National School Choice Week. As you know, because you knew me in my past life, I haven't been a part of the world of school choice for very long. I was a reporter until a couple months ago. But it seems
we welcome you with open arms, Ron.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
No problem.
It's been more fun than I thought. But what I was going to say is, you know, these different school choice options individually, it seems to me, are still, you know, a little bit small, a little bit fringy. I mean, if you're just talking about vouchers, if you're just talking about homeschoolers. But when you put them all together, you quickly see that school choice altogether, if not mainstream, is certainly knocking on the door of mainstream. And I bring that up because I wonder, is that part of the message here, too, of National School Choice Week, to let people know that, hey, school choice is mainstream, it's big and growing, it's here to stay?
Certainly. And, you know, it's not just the message, it's the reality. School choice is about parents. It's about individuals in communities across the country who are working hard every day and simply want a better education for their kids. We need to get the message across that school choice is not just about folks in D.C. who are talking about school choice or writing reports or doing studies. Now, those things are absolutely important to our movement, but School Choice Week isn't really about that. It's about individual parents, individual citizens, and it lifts up and champions those people who live their lives every day, as I said, who work really, really hard, and who just want better choices for their kids. So tens of thousands of people, hopefully hundreds of thousands of people, participate in National School Choice Week. It's very, very mainstream. And this is also a very diverse movement. When opponents try to pigeonhole parental school choice and say it's a marginal issue, you can just look to National School Choice Week and see that that's not the case. You know, we've gotten support from everyone from Bill Cosby to John Boehner to James Carville to the governors and state legislatures of 28 states and territories. So this is something that's supported by people regardless of their political affiliation, regardless of their walk in life, and we're very happy about that.
Okay. Well, what kinds of things do people do during School Choice Week? Are there rallies? Are there debates? Can you give me some examples of the types of activities we'll see during National School Choice Week?
You know, people can plan and do everything and anything that they can dream of. Rallies, town hall meetings, movie screenings, debates. You know, we've had grandmas for charter schools, coffee houses, balloon launches, concerts. I mean, you name it, it's been planned for National School Choice Week. And one of the things that I'm most excited about is seeing what people come up with for 2013, because I'm sure there are so many other unique and original ideas that haven't been executed. So we're going to see them coming up very shortly. There's so many different types of events, and they're all really, really unique. I would say that the only two things that make them similar, that everybody could say that's a National School Choice Week event, is all those wonderful yellow scarves that people wear at all these events. Everybody loves those. And the message, give parents choices. So everybody who's listening should consider planning an event for School Choice Week. It's free to post your event on our website. It's free to plan an event. We give you access to materials and those great scarves, and it's really an opportunity to come together, unify with people you agree with on an issue, and magnify the public's attention on parental school choice.
Okay. Well, Andrew, tell us a little bit more about 2013. So the next National School Choice Week is eight months away, I guess about 8 months away, and yet obviously you are already very busy. What are you doing? What kind of things are you working on 8 months out?
Well, we're working incredibly hard, number one, to launch a new program for schools. We want to let them know that they can get involved in National School Choice Week. We had about 200 schools participate last year, and they held events and activities, and we've heard from feedback forms that they really enjoyed the positive attention that they got for their schools by participating, so we decided to expand that program and try to let other schools know what's going on and get them involved. So that's taking up a lot of time, and it's been very fruitful so far. We're also working to facilitate a lot of events across the country, working to give advice to event planners, to different organizations. We're also doing some incredible things on social media, and we know this year is going to be a different type of challenge because it's a presidential election year. So we're going to launch a big marketing campaign to keep School Choice and National School Choice Week in the public's mind, even as the candidates debate, because we believe that school choice in all of its forms is something that everyone can agree on.
Okay. Well, just to go back to one of the things you said, if a school or an organization wanted to participate in National School Choice Week, wanted to do some kind of event to raise awareness, but wasn't really sure, you know, what the best thing was or how to carry it out, can they touch base with you guys? Is that where they should go to get some advice on the best thing that they can do?
Absolutely. And I won't just give you our URL, which is schoolchoiceweek.com, but I'll tell you, email me, Andrew@schoolchoiceweek.com. Andrew@schoolchoiceweek.com. I am happy to help anybody who is interested in planning an event, interested in doing something. Really, planning an event for National School Choice Week allows your organization to take, or your group of friends, to take your message and what you hope to accomplish and put it in a spotlight that is national. So if you want something covered in your community, there's no better time to plan an event than during National School Choice Week, because we've already laid the groundwork for the media's attention on school choice during that week. So we want people to use it to their own advantage. And that's what we've seen. The most successful events that are held, they do that. They have a goal, they have a mission, they hold an event during School Choice Week, and they reap the benefits.
Okay. Now, if I understand right, your organization recently opened a Florida office. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I moved to Florida recently, and we opened a small office here, so I have a place to go to work. But we have folks in California, in D.C., across the country. We have a very small core team, and we're really all spread out, because the work that makes School Choice Week so successful and that makes a difference goes on in the States with people planning events and activities. And one of the things I want to tell you is that a lot of people have this perception that, you know, all of these 400 events are planned by our small core team. But in reality, sometimes there are events that we don't even know about. So we really just facilitate a lot of things and let people know what's going on. And then they go on and they plan those events and they fund them. So we just help bring all the parts together. But I have to say, to go back to your original question, it is wonderful being a Floridian now, and I'm thrilled to live in a state that has two vibrant school choice programs, and a lot of credit for that goes to your organization.
Well, thank you very much. Well, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. There's always room for more folks, and we certainly welcome a strong school support choice supporter like yourself.
Thank you very much.
Well, one last thing. So last year's kickoff city for National School Choice Week was New Orleans. Have you picked a city yet for this year, or I'm sorry, the 2013 National School Choice Week?
Well, you know, we had a great kickoff last year in New Orleans. We had the Temptations. We had James Carville. It was really the talk of the state, and people had a blast. And now we see just several months later that Louisiana has passed a sweeping new school choice program as a result of the hard work of a lot of the organizations that were involved in helping plan that kickoff. So that's really, really promising. And we do think these kickoff celebrations are important. We have considered a lot of different venues and locations for the kickoff event, but we're not ready to announce the winner just yet and the state that has been selected to host the kickoff. That's going to come very, very soon. So I encourage you this time to go to schoolchoiceweek.com, go on our Facebook page, and we'll be making an announcement hopefully within the next month or so.
So you're not going to tell us?
Nope.
No clues?
No clues other than it's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun, and kickoff is important, but it's only one part of School Choice Week. I want everybody listening to think about what they can do to promote their own message during National School Choice Week. It is really a good opportunity for them, and so many things that people can do. It doesn't have to be a large rally. It could be a small event for a small group of people. So doesn't matter where we hold the kickoff. Hold your own event and make it everything that you hope it to be.
Okay, well, I guess since you're not going to tell us, we'll have to end the podcast with a little bit of suspense.
Sounds good to me. I'll keep the suspense until we're ready to make our announcement, Ron. I'll let you know first.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Well, Andrew, this is great. You know, I know you're super busy, so I really appreciate you taking some time out to speak with me today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
You too.